Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show.
The Nicky Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicky Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nicky Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicky Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show.
Nicky Rich.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live out of LA. I want to thank all the listeners that tune in right now. To all of you guys, you can call in anytime, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. If you press that 1, that'll let us know you would like to speak to myself, tonight's host, or tonight's guest. And I myself, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nicky Rich, MSNIKKIRRCH, or you can also add our station at Nicky Rich Show LA. Tonight we're excited because we're excited to bring out our host, Mr. Veta McDowell of V Promo Media, and we are pumped up about Your Voice Radio as well as Gianni CJ Valentino's Foreign Fashion Inspiration. So we want everybody to stay tuned, keep it locked. Log on to thenickyrichshow.com and you can find and learn everything about the Nicky Rich Show. We are on set right now, production. We're moving forward, filming reality shows, executive producing, and so much more. So once again, we're on set right now. You can log on to thenickyrichshow.com and check out more. But with no further ado, we're going to get this show started. We're going to go to one of my favorite songs. You know, I tell you, y'all check it out here first, and we're going to get right back. It's the Nicky Rich Show.
They all do. It's one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong? Woo! Thinking that we could be something for real. Now am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? That's just how I feel.
Radio station on the planet. We are live here tonight. We're excited because we got so much going on. We want to definitely shout out everybody at Toyota. Amazing, amazing show last week. We got a chance to interview Marvin Ambrosius from all the way from London. So it was It was really amazing. He was in L.A. We got a chance to interview him live from L.A. to London. Shout out to Marvin. I definitely want to tell everybody that you too can be a part of the show. You can email us, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. You can reach out to our host. We now have new segments live on the Nicky Rich Show Network. We have officially 8 segments with 9 different hosts. So it's plenty of exposure here on the Nicky Rich Show, and you can get it as an artist, an entrepreneur, anybody. But once again, we're getting ready for our new segment, Your Voice Radio with Ms. Servetta McDowell, which is Seek to Learn 36. And with no further ado, we're going to go to one more break, and we're going to bring her in and her special guest, Young Dread. So stay tuned. Keep it locked. It is the Nicky Rich Show.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
If you want a bad bitch like this,
huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hook scene with a bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
Over all, I thought you knew that I be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy.
The whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing. Claim me, so go trigger on a gun like
that.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Your Voice Radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is your host, Savannah McDowell at Seek to Learn 36 on Twitter. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have a special guest, Mr. Young Dread, who is a music artist, and we also have Hugh Foundation, which he is a CEO of. So we're going to spend some time and get to talk with Young Dread about having a nonprofit organization, and then also we'll get to learn about his music. So hello, Young Dre, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
How are you? Yes, I can hear you.
Phenomenal. I'm blessed, and I'm very well. You know what? I appreciate for asking. You're probably the third or maybe fourth person all night to ask me that.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity. You know, shout out and love. Shout out and love. I got to say, first off, for everything you're doing worldwide, for the opportunities you extend for individuals like myself, you know, that are about the track record and success and living a positive, prosperous life. So I appreciate it, no doubt.
Thank you. Thank you for doing the same as well. I appreciate it. You want to start with talking to you about your nonprofit foundation, Hughes Foundation. And so would you want to, I have a few questions about that to let people know that part of you, because I know a lot of people know you for your music, but also that you're a CEO of a nonprofit. So with the nonprofit Hughes Foundation, it's focused on global change. And as the CEO, what does global change mean to you and for the foundation?
That's a good question. First of all, I want to say shout out to Sabetta McDowell, you know what I mean? All those promote media, you know, shout out love. It's about global good and global change is feeling like it's not just where you are specifically at a point in life where you can't have an impact. You may want to start off small in your community and be able to motivate another individual who may be the one to make a global good, a global change. So being about global good and global change is a worldwide movement that starts on a specific scale, being within your community, you know what I mean? So I'm all about global good and global change when it boils down to it. And I use my music as a primary vehicle to push that, you know what I'm saying? So we ain't never going to stop like that, definitely.
That's awesome. How and when did you decide to create the foundation?
Really the foundation started years ago when I was in high school. Like, I started a club. You know, people had chess clubs and, you know, all these debate clubs. I was like, well, what I need to do is start my own club. So I got up with the teachers and things of that nature, and I found out everything I needed. So I started what was called the Urban Hip Hop Society. So I started doing working with administrators and, you know, the principal and being like, all right, well, give students an incentive if they do good here on campus. Like, say they make over a certain GPA, and if they're willing to bring non-perishable food items to school, allow them to come see a DJ. I'll bring a DJ in or whatever on Friday, have them come to the gym, throw it down, or use the courtyard, whatever, and whoever brings non-perishable food items can come. So the school was all about that, and we would partner up with, you know, women's shelters or various food banks that needed that. And, you know, I've been doing this since, you know, I was first able to, and, you know, so, yeah. But, you know, from a more, you know, professional standpoint, you know, Hugh Foundation started in the last 18 months. But, you know, and like I said, it's all about people like Loretta and people like you that allow me to push it worldwide and globally. So I appreciate it.
Well, you're definitely welcome. I appreciate being able to help, and I appreciate being able to give awareness to it because it's a positive movement and it helps others, and I'm all about that. And tell the people, I guess, what ways can individuals and business owners network with Hughes Foundation to get involved with the mission and contribute?
That's an excellent question. We take contribution, everything from, you know, traditional, you know, contribution to, you know, time. You know, you may be a company that says, look, you know, we value what you're doing. We're willing to do this or willing to do that. Or you may be an individual say, hey, I have a skill in this. Maybe I can bring this to the table. You can contact me directly, info@hughfoundation.org. My middle name is Hugh, which means a ray of light. That's one of the reasons why I named the nonprofit Hugh Foundation. So that's info@huefoundation.org. You could also check us out at hughfoundation.org. We have some great resources if you're going through anything like, you know, depression, alcohol, drug treatment. We have resources, you know, nationwide numbers you can access, suicide prevention hotline, things of that nature. A lot of beneficial resources. So support to everyone out there that's listening. And, you know what I mean, you may have a family member or a friend that could utilize or benefit some of the resources we have on the website. We have an abundant amount of resources on the website for various things you may be going through. So don't be shy and check that out.
Awesome. Now, I know I've been networking with you a little bit, and I was pushing the opportunity for individuals that have events in different areas, how they could network and link up with Hugh Foundation to, I guess, give back to the community that they're having their event in. Can you tell them ways they could do that?
That's a good question. We're always looking for religious institutes or businesses or anyone, you know, that maybe, when I say religious institutes, say you're a church, you have a large congregation. You know, obviously with school coming back right now, we're trying to do back-to-school drives with kids that don't have certain supplies, minimum things. A lot of kids are going to school for the first time, and they're, like, not only dealing with the fact they got to go to school, but they don't have the basic backpack or, you know, a lot of these schools require uniforms, things of that nature. So we're really wanting to partner up with, you know, people and organizations as well as religious institutes that can do these back-to-school drives at this point. So info@hughfoundation.org. I would love to have people, you know, this. I know y'all are out there hearing it and feel what I'm saying, you know, so that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm an artist that shows you it's cool to have a heart. Like, don't be scared to have love and do something good for your community where you came from, because if you fall out, you know, who you going to call on? So, yeah, that's your boy Young Dread.
And that's what I loved about Hugh Foundation, because it's made up of artists and models, you know, that are in the business that have also expanded themselves to give back to the community. And that's what attracted me to Hugh Foundation. I thought that was really awesome, because you're out there and they're working and they're in these communities and they're having events and functions. And there is an opportunity to give back to those communities in which you're working. So I think that's a wonderful organization. I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I invite individuals, businesses, entertainers, please get involved and support the movement and help others. So thank you, Hugh Foundation, about that.
Thank you, Young Dread. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's what it's like. When it comes to models, I know that, you know, there's a lot of times people with this nonprofit movement, they're like, well, how could I be involved? That's one thing I've showed, you know, models, where I want to have more models partner with nutrition counselors, essentially, go to these women's shelters. I feel the way taking back our community, we've got to empower our woman, you know, the minority black woman. We got to empower her to show her, like, okay, there's value in, you know, where you are in our level of importance in life as a man, society, all that. So I feel like if we get, you know, if we, all right, all girls want to talk about makeup. So if we have makeup seminars, which, you know, get their interest essentially, but allows us to open up to them about way more deeper things, skincare, nutrition, self-empowerment, abstinence, whatever it may be. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So I'm always about opening up those opportunities for those who say, you know what, I may not be able to contribute, you know, give them $5,000 or $200 or $5, you know, to help with their campaign. But, you know, I would love to partner up with them from another way and help. And that's what we're all about. You know, that's something that would never change. I would never, you know, yeah, so that's what it's all about. I grew up where I didn't have a dad. Like, I never saw my dad. He got my mom pregnant, shot out. I still love him. I've never been like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I got love. I never got to see him before he got taken out of street life game, RIP. But my mom was the type of mom who, after Sunday school, would take us to a park. We'd find a homeless person and get them some toiletries, something to eat, some toothpaste, toothbrush, whatever. So I've always had a compassionate heart. You know, she did counseling with women that were on death row for murdering their husbands after years of abuse for domestic violence. One day they snapped and just killed their husband. But the state of South Carolina has these strict laws about domestic violence. They don't care. They'd be like, all right, it don't matter. You're still going to get life and execution. So every year during, like, Thanksgiving, the women that were on death row would be allowed to eat, like, certain meals, which people could bring in from, like, you know, outside of the facilities. So I've always had a passion in cooking. That's one of the reasons why I got a cookbook being published. I got a passion in cooking. So my mom will allow me to help her cook, you know, meals for the women that I knew within a certain amount of time frame. This is probably the last real type of high-end meal they're going to eat. You see what I'm saying? So I've always had, like, a level of compassion for people that is unorthodox. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care how much money I got. Like, all these cars, I was on Twitter the other day talking about, like, all it's real. Like, all these cars, everything I've been blessed with, I worked hard for, I would trade all this in just to sit down one day with my dad, which I've never been able to do, and just have a meal with him. You know what I'm saying? Something simple. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people take stuff for granted, man. They be out here, you know, the money cool, the cars. All right, well, I'm going to jump in today. Well, I'm going to jump in tomorrow. Well, I'm going to jump in this afternoon. That's cool. But all this stuff I don't even care about. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about. You know, but it is what it is, you know. I'm on a little rant right now, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to open up. But just, you're getting a real Young Dre tonight, a.k.a., you know, so definitely.
Well, that's what Your Voice Radio is all about. That's, you're up to the mic, and you're supposed to speak, and thank you for doing that. I am so inspired by your mom. You know, she seems to be a very powerful and amazing mother to you. And being raised by a single mom has inspired you as a man and a business professional. And I think that's empowerment, because that's very common, you know. As far as myself, I was raised by a single mom. And the compassion that you have, I share that as well. So I do understand what you're saying. Mm. And I'm thankful that you have a heart and you have compassion and still, you know, in the industry and do what you do, but you care. So thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
It really does. But we're going to take a music break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to the artist, Young Dre. Thank you.
Like a drug with a twist, like the rain that makes my boat a lift, or like the plate tectonics that makes the continents a shift, or I like a hustle, I'm on trade, be awesome, me now I'm pissed, cause for no reason, you know the gal, she a tripper, make you know she won't be throw you out and straight a dipper, cause if she love you one a minute, now she flipper. She's gone like a fragrance. You start feeling far. Cause I'm me further. Oh yes, I kiss her. Her kiss especially, because the girl I say she know me on the streets. Volcano lover, full of eruption. Yes, eruption pleasure me further. I say further, you know. It's always going down. She love my southern hospitality. Another quality. May I be a fleet of vehicles? I see the popsicle drip up from the mouth of her daughter. I should change the situation. I know it ain't much an easy sit back and no bother.
Pleasure me, brother.
And that was Further by Young Greg, featuring Angelina and Dior, produced by DJ SMUV and Kingpin of Track Writers. Now we're going to move into talking to Young Greg, the music part of Mr. Young Greg. Are you ready? Callers, we're going to open up the line. You can call 323-580-5749 and press 1 to talk to Mr. Young Greg. Okay, we're back. Mr. Greg, are you there?
Yeah, born and ready.
Okay,
yeah,
let's go. Yes, I can hear you. You were, Dre, you were born in the Low Country in Geechee Island region of South Carolina. How has having Low Country roots contributed to your music?
That's a good question. That language, that Geechee slang I be doing, that's authentic. You know, my grandparents, they don't be like, tell the children to come inside and eat this food. They'd be like, tell the churn if you come in here. You know what I mean? They'd be like, churn, I mean. So a lot of people try to be like, if you go down to Pawleys Island or Sullivan's Island or all them islands we got down there, you'll hear it, I mean. But it's had a tremendous impact because there's so much culture in knowing that 70% of all the slaves, over 70% of all the slaves that were auctioned in the United States came through the Battery, which is in Charleston, South Carolina, you know, Carolina. So there's a lot of culture. A lot of people don't realize that they got bloodstream down there. So it's one of the things, I don't believe in letting our history just go and people forget and they be like, oh, everything's been good. Like, nah, just 85 years ago, things were not good. 100, 200 years ago, things were very not good. So it's had a tremendous impact. I mean, I would get out of the game right now if I weren't able to represent my culture or my history or anything like that, you know. That's why I do the independent route. I've got the majors continuously getting at me. Y'all know what the minimum is. Y'all get at my manager. Shout out to my manager, you know what I mean? Ty, you already know, big things in the works. Shout out love to my public. Shout out love to my booking agent, all y'all. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Young Dread's team, Ty. It was great networking with you to make this happen. I appreciate networking with you and Young Dread. Everybody was awesome. And speaking of that, I know it's probably apparent to everyone, you are a very intelligent gentleman. Share with us your academic success and achievements. Let them know about that.
I've always, you know, had a passion for being highly educated. I started taking, you know, AP advanced placement classes my freshman year of high school, which through the credit hours I earned and, you know, the numbers I were doing, I was able to actually graduate high school at the age of 16, not only graduate, but with a full academic / athletic scholarship. Attended a historically black university. I mean, made over a quarter million before I was 21. You know, been working, did the whole Fortune 50 company thing, you know, with having the background I came, you know what I'm saying? So I've had a lot of exposure. Certain things I never anticipated being able to accomplish, I've done, you know, way more beyond the expectations, generally speaking, society would put on someone like me. So, you know, and I'm not even done yet. I'm just getting started. You know, education is where it is. You know, all y'all out there getting ready for school, getting back for your new semester or whatever it may be, keep your nose in the books. Keep your nose out of Molly's. Molly's was not made for your nose, only the books.
That's awesome. Now, you did do some, you had like, you went to high school in Columbia, South Carolina, and then I read over your bio and you did do some things in Nashville, Tennessee, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, Nashville, a.k.a. Cashville, shout out 615. Nashville, I decided to go there at a young age based on the fact that, you know, being from the South, either go to L.A. or New York or Nashville in terms of music, being where publishing companies are, and I've always known the money's behind publishing, you know, non-traditional methods of making money. I've always looked at those revenue streams. So I knew that Nashville was where I wanted to go, so that's how I got plugged in with, you know, shout out to Chris Tompkins, Jessica Tompkins, happy couple. My boy Chris Tompkins wrote several songs for Carrie Underwood, and you know I got people plugged in the industry that you know, my boy Decca, Hootie the Blowfish, oh you know so it's not even like a situation. So Nashville is a great place for artists. I mean I shout out and love to Nashville, Cashville. They're only 3 hours away. That's a bi-monthly kind of event for me. You know my home away from home, I call it.
Wow. Okay. So what is in talking about that, it seems like you deal with diversity. You deal with diversity in the people you work with and the things that you do. What is your perspective about networking, and how? What pros and cons do you have, or advice about networking with others?
That's a good question. I think networking, it depends on your intentions. You know, if you want to sell yourself some intentions and be like, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this so I can get this, it's false expectations. You're setting yourself up for failure. But if you're doing it with the genuine, you know, just being genuine from the way you're approaching it, I mean, you should be good. I love social networking. I'm a huge advocate of social networking. So I can't complain about that. I also believe in street networking, meaning you'll see me at cocktail parties or happy hours or wherever it may be with business cards in hand, promotional material. I believe in having a street team. Shout out and love to my street team worldwide. I got global movements, street teams in countries I've never even been to. People out there supporting me. I've had people, you know, tell me, oh, my child tattooed what you put on Twitter the other day on their arm, you know. So shout out and love to all those who really believe in the movement and continue to focus and support the movement. Networking is something that's, you know, fundamental. If you want to be where you really want to be in terms of being at that top, you're going to have to really tap in and utilize the network to your full ability, no doubt.
All right. I love your positiveness and your attitude, and you've always been humble no matter what you're going through, what you're dealing with, positive or negative. How do you do that? What tools do you use to help young Dread just, you know, handle it?
Being a chef. I mean, the only other thing I can do other than music is chefing it, you know. I've made three dishes tonight that people would pay $60 to eat, and that's my thing. I love cooking. I have a passion in cuisine, presentation, aromas, things of that nature. You know, presenting something to somebody, oh, I don't eat no eggplant. I don't eat Oh, really? Why don't you taste a little bit? Just taste some, sweetheart. They taste and they're like, ooh, can I take some home with me? You know, that's my passion, and that keeps me balanced because you got to eat. So nutrition, keeping my body right, you know, keeping my metabolism high, staying hydrated, keeping my electrolytes high, taking care of myself, that's what keeps me going, because there's plenty of demonic, devilish temptations out there that if I didn't keep myself going and positive, I would be subject to it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, you are very spiritual. I picked up like a faith, spirituality. You incorporate that into your daily life or how to cope with everything?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have to, you know, give thanks and count my blessings and prayers and things of that nature. Yeah, that's goes without saying. You know, I grew up where I played piano for my Sunday school when I was a young kid. I took piano lessons. I play over 7 instruments. So I've always, you know, rejoiced in, you know, give praise when due, things of that nature, and I always give praise. So, you know, God over everything, you know, money over all, but God over money, you know, all day.
Mm-hmm. How can people connect with you, Young Dread, the music artist, and listen and purchase your music?
You can search me on any of your smartphones, the media center, search me on MTV.com, your favorite social network. If you're not already following me, your girlfriend or your boyfriend already does, so ask them.
So we're going to go to end up with the topic of thankfulness. Would you like to give thanks to anyone or give a message from the heart to the audience?
Oh, that's a good question. I love stuff like that. That's a unique question. Be who you want to be. I feel like this, all right, because I've had some interesting conversations about this recently, but I feel like this, like, if you're going to get involved with somebody, be involved with them to help them and motivate them. Don't get involved with them just to tell them something they could have called their mom to hear anyways, or someone to chew them out, or their ex, you know what I mean? Like, be involved with someone to motivate them and embrace what they love and they're passionate. Like, for example, me as an artist, it's a certain lifestyle I live. I go to the studio at 11:35 at night sometimes to work, you know, and it's not like you need to be involved with, you know, a homeboy or a homegirl or a lover or anyone where they're like, oh, you about to handle that, you know what I'm saying? That's, oh, what you about to really get into? It's like, huh, what? You know, and then it puts you in the wrong mind state. So if you're at that point in life where you have insecurities, deal with what you need to deal with before you deal with someone else, you know? That's what I got to say. If you're going to get involved with somebody, motivate them, be something that they can be proud of, giving you the benefit of the doubt. Don't leave a bad taste in their mouth. Don't make them regret working with you. And I say that with my foundation. Like, that's the thing we strive for, integrity. Maintain a high level of integrity with the way you live your personal life, you know? Do it for yourself. Don't do it for how you was raised or, you know, society's expectations. Do it for yourself. Maintain a high level of integrity, you know? That's what I'm all about, for sure.
That's awesome. Thank you, Young Grit. We're going to play one of your songs all over again, and it's produced by G Money Baby and Kingpin of Track Writers. And thank you so much,
Young Grit. Let me introduce it.
You go ahead. Do your thing. You got the mic.
All right, shout out worldwide. It's your boy, Young Grit. You about to hear shout out and love to Nikki Rich Show LA. Follow her on Twitter, Nikki Rich Show LA. And you already know my girl, Seek to Learn 36 on Twitter. It's your boy, Young Dread. You about to hear all over again. Shout out and love, Track Writers KP. Turn up.
I'm in it all over again. I can pull that down over again. Turn that big love over again. Keep money down. She is my daddy, my baby, a part of me. I cash my check 4 times a year from licensing fee. To plant art in her backyard, a beautiful tree. Yes, then she asked of me, do I love her? And if so, what's 2 degrees? I explain she's essentially important to me like vitamin C, D, or E. I'm in the
again.
I can pull her down. Take a sip of organic tea. No good like Wolverine. Lay the gal down lovely. Yes, I am admission of free. But she has to see when she opens her EYE. The love that I have for my baby. Born, she must come out head first. I stay on display like an ornament. Recite me like a testament. I like for the sky, you can call me State Parliament. Precise and direct like a measurement. And I be coming to truth, sometimes I be saying this. Worldwide enterprise, sign like a document. Look at your boy, Young Dread, so flamboyant. I'm in the
again.
I can pull that down.
Down again,
turn the way down,
over again,
keep me morning down.
you're back with Be Promo Media with the wonderful and just fascinating Young Dread. You there, Young Dread? You on the line?
Yeah. You already.
What is? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. What inspired the song All Over Again?
All Over Again, I'm not going to lie to you. To be honest, right now, what inspired me, it was probably one of the nights I was in the studio and, you know, Turn Up and Opposite of Gravity, things of that nature. Really, that's about it. I mean, I write so much. I write so many material. Usually what inspires me is the situation I'm in, the, you know, environment I'm in, the mind state I'm in, things of that nature. So at that time, I have put out so much material. That's one of my hottest tracks, but I put out so much material since then. I don't want to just tell you something to answer a question and lie to you, so I couldn't really.
Right. You're keeping it 100, so
yes.
Thank you for that. And I'm going to remind the callers, we have a lot of callers on the line from Atlanta and California. Press 1. Tell your friends, call in 323-580-5749 and press that 1 to talk to Young Dread. And thank you so much for being on here. I am so grateful for the opportunity, Young Dread, and, you know, to network with Q Foundation. I'm looking forward to the things in the future. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity. This is awesome. I mean, you are, like, just fascinating, the energy, the vibe, the mission, and the passion. And that is what the promo media, Your Voice Radio, is all about. And I want to, you know, I didn't say that in the beginning, but I am Savetta McDowell, the host at Seek2Learn36 on Twitter. And this is the purpose. I hope that I got to show tonight, as well as from previous guests, that the mission of this radio show is to capture the passion of the person behind the brand and the brand itself. Our goal is for professional brand awareness and growth, and we want to do that from a positive platform and helping others. So, you know, tonight I'm just like on cloud 21 because I think we showed that tonight as well as previous guests. So we want to continue to do that. Reach out to me on bpromomedia.com. Reach out to me on Twitter at Seek2Learn36. We can network. Contact me about coming on the show. You have something positive. It does not matter if it's music. It can be different forms of music. If it's art, as far as photography, anything that you use or do that you're passionate about to inspire others and to help others. And that is what I want to capture and to expand and to show people. And it could be diversity. It doesn't have to be a straight line about, you know, things. I'm very open to positivity. So reach out to me. And thank you again, Young Dread, for coming on tonight. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. You definitely shine bright. So you have a great night. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Nah, anyone, producers out there, you can send your beats to mp3@theyoungdread.com. That's mp3@theyoungdread.com. Make sure you follow at SEEK, 2LEARN36. You already know your boy Young Dread.
And we're out. And you have an awesome night, everybody. Have an awesome night, Young Dread. Salute.
Welcome back. It's the Nicki Rich Show. We live. You just heard it here first, Miss Savetta McDowell. Yes, Savetta of Your Voice Radio, V Promo Media. We got coming up our next half, our second half of the show. We got the one and only celebrity stylist, Gianni DJ Valentino with Fashion Inspiration. And you already know we're rocking it out with your girl, Nicki Rich. And I see those phone lines, man, they are going crazy. We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to open those phone lines. I see you 510. I see you 310-404. I see you guys represent the Nicki Rich Show. You already know. Also, I want to let you know that you, too, can be a part of the hottest radio station on the planet by logging on to thenickirichshow.com, the official website where you can find all the information, the updates, the news, anything you need to know. Call in and talk to me, 323-580-5749. you know, it's Nikki part two.
I miss you. Been through a whole year, one album later. Yeah, I got to take that red congratulations. Heard you moved to Dallas, hope you're doing fine. Hope this LP didn't catch you at the wrong time. If I say I didn't miss you, girl, I would be lying. To you I never lied, never would I try. And I always thought that you would end up on my side, but I ain't gonna repeat what I did last time. Showing up, keep showing up where I'm at. Keep calling me, keep calling me, keep calling me, come back. You fucking with, you fucking with, you fucking with my house. Me and my new girl were cool, but now I'm having doubts. And it's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki. It's all because of Nikki.
All because of Nikki. It's that time. We got a special guest in the house. I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. As you know, we're live on set on production. Right now, with no further ado, we would like to welcome our special guest for tonight, Miss Rebecca, the founder of Blunt LA. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm excited. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I've been following your movement, and I checked out everything that you've been doing here in LA. And I've seen the growth, the expansion. I love it.
Thank you so much. It's been we're still in the beginning stages, but I hope to keep growing.
A little bit about Blunt LA. How did you even get started? How did you get this idea of Blunt LA?
Well, I'm normally a hairstylist, and that just naturally puts me in the fashion beauty business. So I wanted to create a product and a brand that went along with my normal day-to-day career and kind of give something that I can give to my clients that they get to take home and kind of remember me by and relate to my style as well as theirs. So it's kind of how it started. Yeah.
That's pretty creative, you know, and just from looking at your site and everything you're doing, you have taken this brand to all the creative heights, I would say, because things that I
didn't
know that you can do is you're doing it.
Thank you so much. I mean, creativity is my outlet, so anytime I can do anything creative as a hobby, I take full control of it. And that's kind of where this blossomed into a business.
And, you know, I do my research on everything, and what I'm starting to know is that you are ahead of the game. And right now, it's like jewelry is it right now. It's in. It's hot. It's new to everybody.
You know,
but you've been doing this. So everybody right now, they're having jewelry lines here and there, and I love that you are already ahead of the game.
Thank you. Yeah, especially in the world of hair accessories, it's very limited. There's not too many options, and I think people forget about that being an extension of your outfit. So I wanted to incorporate that in a different way, in a new way than what we kind of have so far for us right now, especially being a different age group than like bows and headbands and stuff like that. So I want to give people kind of my age a more advanced way to accessorize.
And the most important and great thing behind your brand, you have some major people in the industry that have also worn your brand, you know, Blunt LA. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you have people backing it.
And that's great.
Yeah.
So can you give a few names of some of the people that have back Blunt LA?
Who have I had recently? I have Nicole Murphy got some pieces, BET Weekend. I had Deshaun Goldston wearing it on the red carpet for the ESPY Awards. I've made custom pieces for Ariana Grande for 17 Magazine. So that's just to name a few so far.
That is a start.
Yeah.
And that's pretty some high-end names right there. That's what you want.
It's been exciting so far.
I know, like you said, I was about to say, well, how does it feel? I know it's exciting, you know. And just moving forward, doing what you love, it's great. You know, it's great because sometimes it can be hard, like, just to even step out. You know, okay, I want to do what I love. And just stepping out can be a challenge from time to time because, you know, you don't know how people are going to feel and other, you know, in regards to your product. But you're doing it, and you're doing it at a high-end level.
Thank you. It's definitely been a very eye-opening learning experience, especially being more on the creative side to kind of step out and be more of like a business woman and taking on things that are a little bit out of my normal element. But it's been the best, most rewarding experience, I'd say, so far.
And you have a very strong team behind you, so having that support can help a lot.
Yes, I have. It's been so great to see the support that I have behind me with friends and family and people willing to help me and give me advice and guide me in the right direction. I've been very blessed in that sense.
Do you ever feel like sometimes you'd be saying, like, I want to pinch myself. Is this real? Is this really happening?
Definitely sometimes. Seeing it on, like, higher-name people and seeing how far it's come just from it being a thought in my mind to now it being more of a reality has definitely been surreal.
Now, do you feel like, because this is your brand, do you feel like, oh, I have to work extra harder than as if you was working for somebody else? Do you ever feel that sometimes?
Yes, definitely, because it kind of, the weight is on my shoulders, so if it doesn't do well, then it's me that didn't do well. And it's hard to take your personal feelings away from it, and if people don't react well to the brand, you don't want to take it so personal because it's not really you as a person, but you don't really relate to everybody's style all the time. And that's, I think, what I learned, too, is being a hairstylist and having to build clients and relationships with people is not only it's more of a relatable feel of, like, style and personalities.
That is true. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that, you know, everything is so fresh. It's so new. You are the new right now. And that's what people, like, really, you are the person out there because I don't really know too many people doing it, but I'm starting to see a rise of people doing that, you know,
yeah.
What you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot, especially with social networks and Instagram and stuff like that.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of, like, new online boutiques opening up, but I wanted to really zone into something that I specifically have a passion for, and that's hair and hair styling. So I wanted to give a brand in a situation that relates mostly to my day-to-day life.
That is true. And you're taking it in two total different directions. Like you said, hairstylist, and you're also getting more into styling through your product as well. So I think that's great. And you're able to present those fashion shows and everything else, as well as work behind the scenes if you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it a lot, I say it's a little bit of a dilemma being a hairstylist with a hair accessories brand, because I'm a lot more particular and it takes me a lot of time to perfect exactly each piece and how I want it to be, because not everybody, my customers aren't hairstylists. They're not going to know exactly how to use it and style it for themselves. So I have to remember that not everyone at home can style their hair exactly how I want the pieces to be used.
True. And I know your pieces are bold and they depict a certain lifestyle. It also encourages
yes.
you to be confident and edgy, having that edginess to it as well.
Mhm. Yeah.
And I like
yes,
that.
Definitely.
And you have these different creative forms of pieces too, from the little gun.
Yeah.
There. That's cute. You know, you're very creative. It's not just a piece.
Thank you.
I love that not only you show, hey, this is my product here, but you show others different ways that they can also style their hair while having your product in their hair. From sleek ponytails to just having your hair loose. I like how you show that as well.
Thank you. Because I want everybody to feel like they can wear it any type of way.
For everybody, you know, all ages, not just one particular age. Like you said, 17, magazine, Ariana Grande. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You show that as well. And anybody, they can just go check out BluntLA.com. You know, anything you want to know,
yeah.
it's there.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, if anybody out there, they wanted to learn more about Blunt LA or anything in regards to your movement, what can you tell them right now to the listeners out there that tuned in?
They can definitely check me out and buy pieces on BluntLA.com, or they can follow me on Instagram @Blunt_LA.
Okay. Now, what can we expect from you coming up as well? What can we expect with Blunt LA 2014, or the rest of the summer?
I'm definitely in the works of coming out with a couple new products that I think people are going to really enjoy. That's really just what I'm focused on now, is coming out with the new stuff.
Continue to set those summer trends, those summer hair trends.
Yes, summer trends.
Well, I'm excited that you're here tonight, here to tell us your passion, your vision, and it's already into play. You're making it happen. And thank your team for allowing this to take place as well. You got any words for your team, anything, thank yous, or anything you'd like to share with them?
Thank you for being very, very, very supportive of everything that I do and helping me achieve my dreams and my goals.
Well, I'm just so glad that, you know, not only did you step out on faith to do what you love, but you're being successful at the same time. And I'm glad you came on the Nikki Rich Show to share it here.
Thank you for talking to me.
Definitely. And, you know, this is not going to be the last time.
I'm hoping to come again. And I have to send you some pieces.
Oh, yes, we're going to make it happen. We need to sit down, have a meeting, and let's make this happen.
Yes, I'd love to.
Definitely. Well, I'm so excited for you. And
thank you.
Keep us updated on any events you got coming up. If you're going to be anywhere, we're here. And we're going to keep supporting the movement and keep promoting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And everybody, you're just rocking it out and listening to the founder of Blunt LA, Miss Rebecca Walters. Thank you so much, Rebecca. And we're going to keep following the movement. So we hope everybody follows Blunt LA on Twitter, on Instagram, and Facebook. And you can always find all the information on BluntLA.com. We're going to take a quick break. And you know, it's almost that fashion time, fashion inspiration with Gianni and his California Girls. We were just talking about
Hey, what's up, folks? You are now tuned in with Fashion Inspiration Wednesdays with your host, Gianni C.J. Valentino, on the Nicki Rich Show Network. Now, I hope everyone is having a fabulous evening, as I am enjoying the California weather. You know, speaking of weather, I mean, for you guys, I mean, and for me, it makes it a little bit difficult to dress here in Cali, knowing that, like, we get so much different types of, like, humidity. Like, you know, one minute, you know, it's breezy. The next minute, it's hot. You know, the next minute, it's thundering and it's sprinkling. Well, you know what? Which makes it a little bit difficult to dress appropriately. I mean, I totally understand. Well, may I suggest layer pieces? Sure, it's hot, but check it out. If you throw on a tank top underneath the long sleeve button-up shirt, let's say a dope cardigan, air quotes. If you get your day started, there are so many different ways you can dress this up. You can dress it down as well. So by nightfall, especially here in Cali, you'll be ready for the Cali weather for sure. You know, you might can tie the button-up shirt around your waist. You know what I'm saying? Like, and throw the cardigan back on it, then have your tank top layered with some dope joggers or a dope boot, you know. Be fashion forward, and, you know, at the same time, and it's not too hot. You know, wear light colors. Don't wear dark colors. Dark colors still may work, you know, but at this point, of course, you'll be able to take it off. You know, moving forward, but folks, just for a reminder, the phone lines will be open at the end of the show for a little Q&A, and you can feel free to call in at any time at 323-580-5749. You know, and for my announcement, special thanks to Miss Nicki Rich for her show and this network and for this opportunity to give us this platform to be creative, to reach out, to create that reach, to give that mentoring out to individuals who need it, to those emerging artists who are looking to create their brand or to grow themselves within this industry. You know, major shout out to you guys. Keep up your grind. Keep your head up. Don't let no one tell you that you can't do what you are meant for, because only God could judge you. Only God has what he has in store for you. The universe is working for you. Also, you know, we also want to take recognition to Avant Garde magazine. Guys might want to check us out at www.avantgardemagazineonline.com. That's www.avantgardemagazineonline.com. Now, guys, you might want to really get into this. If you're an artist, if you're a brand, if you're a designer, if you're carrying different products, you want to start looking for different things to kind of incorporate your brand and taking it to the next level. This will be a first great step to get yourself published. Make sure you have your things perfected. Make sure your product shot is a perfect example of how you want to represent your company. You know, we are offering right now for startup packages for half page and vertical pages. If you want to, you know, find out those special rates, feel free to send your inquiries to me at GianniVD1610 at nickyrichshow.com. Now, advertisement Avant-Garde Magazine. They are on Twitter. You know, check them out. Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. And at no additional cost. You know, you guys are getting posted. You guys are making front cover. You guys are getting that additional promotion. So definitely always reach out to the emerging artists. Never sleep on them. You never know what someone actually has to offer you. And, you know, you guys, I want to remind you also, we are sponsored by Toyota. Major shout out. You know, thank you, Toyota, for being there, for having our back. We're looking for different artists and for, you know, women's perspectives. Nikki Rich killing the game. But again, guys, you can reach me at GianniVD1610@gmail.com, via Instagram at GianniVD1610, at Twitter, GianniVD1610. And guys, in case you missed last week's episode with amazing artist Jess Brittany, Texas very own, she's doing her thing out there with Something Different. Loving her music. I haven't stopped playing it ever since we interviewed her. You might want to check that episode out again. We are previewing on TuneIn Radio, iTunes Podcast, College Underground Radio, Spreaker Radio, and ThisIs50.com. To keep it simple, or hurry, check us out on the www.thenickyrichshow.com for our full episode. Now, guys, I want to give a couple of announcements and let you know what's going on here in L.A. I know last time I talked with you guys, we were getting ready to head over to Melrose over here in Los Angeles, 91210. We had amazing designer, Old Dangerous, and he branded, teamed up with 310 Jeans. You know, we have a lot of great individuals and upcoming brands and magazines, Sir Jones Magazine's major shout-out to him for coming out. Major shout-out to other inspiring artists, Andreas, and running into dope models that actually played in Lady Gaga. The network was so amazing, you know. So it's like we have so many amazing events that we are all always able to network. You guys, artists, individuals, no matter what you are, brand, you guys might want to, like, you know, consider, you know, stepping out to some of these events. Get more information on how you can make these things happen. Get more information how you can brand yourself. As I was talking to an artist today, and I had to remind him, like, you must be a part of your brand. You can't expect someone to grow your brand. If it's not your vision, it's not your brand. So be a part of your brand, because without your brand, what are we really doing? Now, if you guys didn't check that out, it was hosted by Safari of E! Network Botch. You know, she played on VH1 Flavor of Love. You know, major shout out to her. She's doing her thing. You know, hey, what's up, Safari? You know, talk to you soon. You know, small out here, small little world. Additionally, special announcement, we are about to rip the runway at the Supper Club this year with fabulous designer Year Ray Designs. If you missed last year's show, you might want to check in on this designer, because she's shutting it down. She's like the Nigerian bombshell, lovers, gorgeous, making star statements, legends. Let me tell you, she's an amazing person all the way around. And, you know, and on top of that, this year's theme is Women of Power, Charitable Fashion Show 2014. Now, we have a set date, guys. It's going to be Saturday, August 30th, Supper Club, Hollywood, California, 6675 Hollywood Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, again, 90028. The doors open at 4 p.m. Red carpet is at 5. So, guys, it's going to be a red carpet event. You know, we're going to have special guest celebrities in attendance. Everyone who is familiar with the Supper Club know that it's another prime club over here in Los Angeles, California, where, you know, major celebrities go out to, you know, they go out and party. But this particular event, we're having a black tie event. So we are on our GQ status this year. And no other than your boy, Gianni CJ Valentino, is going to be ripping the runway with the GQ style for the man. So you might want to check that out. You know, I have pre-sale tickets for sale. You know, you guys want to, if you're interested in coming out and you're interested in gaining the additional network, trust me, this is an event you don't want to miss. Hit me up and send your inquiries to GianniVD1610@gmail.com. And for everyone who is just catching up, I will also want to remind you of our brand, Cooper Knight, who has been doing amazing. been getting the proper placement, whose styling is trending, is the next trending. This line hasn't been released yet, but you know what? All the dope emerging artists in L.A., the trendsetters out here is setting it down. We have recently connected with the cast of Sister Code. You know, you might want to check them out this winter. Female-centered, the following trendsetters have been casted to play the three sisters, Amber Rose, the girl Eve Pickford from America's Next Top Model, Mercel, and Drew Sidora. After female cast members, Christina Milian and Drea Michelle, from the office boardroom of star-studded parties, this film presents the perfect opportunity for our brand to be used and highlighted, which Cooper 9, if you guys haven't had the chance to read up on us, is a very diverse brand. It's a very collective brand to where no one is judged. You know, I mean, so it's very inspirational. You know, you guys want to find out more information about Cooper 9, again, you can check us out at www.cooper9.com. And, guys, I don't want to leave out the male cast in this. Dwayne Martin is going to be in this, Marcus Paulk, Amin Joseph, and Brooklyn McClain. So you might want to check these guys out. These guys are trending. They're doing their thing. They're moving through Hollywood. They trendsetting. Of course, they got none other than our brand, Cooper 9, and they're rocking with it. So you might want to check that out, definitely. And if you are looking to get out this weekend, you might want to check out our other premier club. Now, I mentioned the Supper Club already, so we already shutting it down in Hollywood. So now we have downtown. We have the Belasco, to where everyone knows in L.A. It's another premier club to where, you know, we have major events. We've done events last month with Eric Bellinger. We did the BET party with Rick Ross. We did Young from Cali Swag. We did, you know, DJ Cali, YG, to name a few. We just did Trey Songz. So you guys might want to check on, you know, what's going on with this weekend's event. You know, stay tuned to what we have going on for you guys. You know, there's so many amazing opportunities. You don't want to sleep on this. And just send your inquiries. Leave your email with me. Hit me up, GianniBD1610@gmail.com. For every available guest list, don't sleep or you'll be left out. You know, who has time to sleep? Team no sleep over here all day. Now, we are going to go into our commercial break. And when we come back, folks, I'm not going to talk you to death. I want to leave you with a few words of fashion inspiration. So just hold tight and you don't want to miss this.
Lies, 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 and then shy for commitment.
What's up, folks? You are now tuned in to Fashion Inspiration, and you were just listening to my girl, Jess Brittany from Texas, doing her thing with something different. And if you guys haven't had a chance to catch up with her movement, you might want to check into what she's doing at It's Just Brittany. All right? And now, guys, let's get into some Fashion Inspiration. Now, let's get into some 100 talk. And let me remind you guys, you can call in now. Press that 1 with your fashion inspiration. The phone lines are open. Call in at 323-580-5749. Now, guys, let I remind you artists out there, you know, dress for success. Dress success for success doesn't necessarily mean you have to be so formal. Because I'm a fashion rebel myself, I do my thing, you know. I step outside of my box, that's what I do. I move what works for me. Do what works for you. Do what works for your brand. Do what works for, you know, what makes you, what your vision is. And guys, like, you know, put your business, put your brand in perspective. You know, the last thing you want to do is, you know, confuse your audience, you know, or, you know, misrepresent your brand. Like, you know, of course, and what I do is I do a little bit of artist development, and I had to remind one of my artists who's going to be transitioning soon, and I have to pretty much kind of explain this to him as well. And, you know, I'll be bringing him on very soon. You guys are really, you guys will be able to have a chance to listen to what he has coming up. But as I remind him is that, you know, you really have to pay attention to how you want to make your transitions or how you even place yourself when you are among people. You know, when it's time to target your audience, make sure you have inspiration. Make sure you have what is it about your brand that makes you different, of course, which makes you unique. You is what makes you unique. You can't be duplicated. I always remind all my friends to let you guys know that you can never be duplicated. So, you know, don't stress it. Don't try to hold on so tight to something. Guys, we'll learn how to work together, you know, because just you thinking that it's all okay is not all, it's just not just always what you might think it is to be. But again, not straying too far away from what I was trying to say. Like, again, I had to remind him is that when you're making your transitions, just pay attention to your fashion inspiration. Pay attention and connect your stage presence. Connect your images, connect your videos, connect everything, connect your story, because people will want to hear something organic. People don't want to hear nothing that's made up. Don't make it up. Let them know that you're real. Let them know that this is who I am. Let them know that this is how business is going to go. Now, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I don't like to rant, but I will get going, okay? If anyone knows me, when I get started, I get started. But, again, let's move on to some fashion inspiration. Now, ladies, okay, we understand you want to wear the knit jerseys, the sexy dresses, and the cut outfits. And for this purpose, please, please, please make sure your belly is in good shape. I mean, great shape. Let's not settle, okay? Please, let's make sure your belly is in great shape. I'm not knocking nobody. I'm happy you're happy. If you like it, I love it. But let's just keep it real. Make sure your stomach is in shape. You know, I have another suggestion. Hey, major shout out to Herbalife, because I do my thing with Herbalife. I love my tea. Like our last guest on Sarita Ann's show was letting everyone know that you got to keep your metabolism up out here. Like that's the primary thing how you're going to make it to the next level. You got to keep your energy moving. You got to keep your spirit up. You got to keep your grind strong. You got to be, you know, inspired, motivated, because, you know, and, you know, again, shout out to Herbalife and, you know, me becoming a member or whatnot, however you guys want to, you know, however people want to take it. Like for me, it does major justice. It helps me get all 101 of my tasks done daily. I wake up and I have to be inspired. I have to continue to talk to myself to say, hey, you know what? You got this. You can make it to tomorrow. You can do, you know, you got this. Be consistent. Wake up with the same attitude you was to that you had yesterday. You know, keep that grind alive. Keep that spirit up. Keep your head held up high. You know, the devil's going to throw a whole bunch of mess at you. You know, one thing you want to do is be very content with yourself and know that God has got you at all times. So for this, you know, like I said, I'm not knocking nobody's confidence, but if you want to talk about fashion still, let's just keep it real and just have a great shape and you wouldn't have nothing to worry about. Now, how to, if you know how to cope with a swollen belly, let's shout out to Herb Life again. Again, it's keeping me on my grind. It's keeping me workout. You guys will see my results real soon because I'm going to come out and I'm going to play consistent. I did my test with it already. I did it for a month. It was great for me. The next month I did it, I kind of felt a slump on my energy. But since I got back on it, I'm moving, I'm grinding, I'm focused, I'm ready, and I'm ready to grind and succeed. Let's get it. So, guys, and again, I left you off with Fashion Every Day is a fashion show, right? That's what I feel like. The world is your runway. The world is your runway. I was talking to my partner today, and I said, you know what? I feel like I'm in a movie. Because things are just so amazing, and so many things are taking place that God has already pre-written. It's already written for us. And sometimes we don't know it. Sometimes we know it, but we don't know how to understand it. We don't recognize it. But let's just say, you guys, sometimes you got to take a step back. It ain't always about go, 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 go. It's not always about rush this, rush that. Yeah, because guess what? I've came across plenty of celebrities. Like, that's not my fight anymore. My fight is not to gain, it's just not the celebrity attention. My thing is connecting with my audience, connecting with the people who want it, connecting with the next best thing, because what happens is you have this big void in the entertainment industry to where nobody is reaching out. Everybody is so spoiled that they don't want to do their own work. Where they do that at? Do your own work. Be your own brand. No one's going to do your work for you. I'm sorry. This don't work like that. Because someone comes to me like that, and I'm just turned off immediately. Because I got people that grind hard, that connects in every avenue, inspiration that's just not limited locally. Because I could tell you, we're doing things in New York. We're doing things in Atlanta. We're doing things in Trinidad. We're doing things in Europe, Paris, you name it. We're hitting that market, no doubt about it. You know, major shout out to my boy at Cooper 9, RJ. He's doing his thing. He's traveling to New York. Like, we have so many amazing opportunities for designers. We have our own manufacturing company. One thing that we do is we keep our grind moving. We make our own resources. If you guys look back to West Coast Connection and the way that they trended, they did a trend and so they trended so bomb that, like, you weren't telling them nothing. They telling you, they're letting you know, like, listen, this is what we need. People need to get back into that state of mind. People need to stop thinking that you can do it by yourself, because I don't guarantee you're not going to do it. And if you do, it gets lonely at the top, and believe it, because even the wealthiest man could be frustrated. I mean, just look at what Michael Jackson went through. He was amazing. He was an amazing artist. He was an amazing fashionista. He was an amazing trendsetter. And guess what? He changed the world in so many different ways that everybody don't totally understand it. But, hey, you know, in society, everybody is not going to understand what you are. So going back to even the first segment with on the 3N show, that the guy said, hey, look, you know, be yourself. Don't be afraid to be your brand, because guess what? For me, even if nobody understands, people are going to question me all day, probably the way that I talk, probably the way that I dress, probably the way that I carry myself. But at the end of the day, my brand sells, and I'm content with that. Because it's not about what you're going to tell me. It's about what my sponsors behind me are doing for me. Shout out to Nicki Rich. Shout out to Toyota. Shout out to Herbalife. Shout out to Avant Garde Magazine, iCast, iTunes Radio, College Underground Radio, Spreaker Radio, and This Is 50. Shout out to them. Guys, be involved in your brand. Notice off back. Exercise it. Talk about it. Let them know. You know, because we out here, we working, and we the next best thing, believe it. And, you know, so just and moving forward, like, I just kind of want people to just start to, like, you know, I'm here to be informative also. So I'm going to let you know, and I'm going to keep it real, because, again, this is a good time for me, because consultation, it takes a lot, because, you know, it's not for me, it's not about me going back and forth with a person brand, because if you don't want it, I don't want it. You have too much to be doing. This is an independent market in 2014 and here on out. I'm sorry, people that got silver spoon fed, they lost along the way too because they don't know how to hustle because they have an entire marketing team. Make something out of nothing, but don't think that you're going to cheat your way around in success and still don't have to pay anything because you got to pay your dues. Whether you're going to pay it with actual money or you're going to pay it with actual relationship. But be mindful of the relationships that you build, because you never know who you're talking to and you never know who you're actually dealing with. And it happens numerous of times. We have so many amazing different things. You guys, we just got featured for two different films, so we're pretty much booked up for the entire year. Major shout out to Prodigy Source One. Major shout out to my boy Louis. You know, follow him doing his thing in modeling. You know, we have other guys, our SMP Photos. You know, he's doing his thing. Everyone is increasing. Everyone that's in that's within this network, we are growing. We are making a statement. We are our own resource. But guess what? We are making a statement. Like, we are the West Side Connection. We are West Coast Hustle. I just want to remind you guys of that, and I don't want to stray too far away. But ask yourself, what is the brand awareness level among your target? You know, do you know what your brand stands for? How do your audience perceive you? It's not just about how you think you want to look. Think about how they could see you being an inspiration to the community. Do something different. Be unique. Stop just trying to train behind who you think is the hottest. Because guess what? Everybody is starting to look alike. And I'm just a fashion stylist doing my thing. I'm just going to keep it 100. That's what we do. We get paid for it. So whether you want to look at it as we could be a manager for you, as we could be a publicist for you, I'm a brand ambassador. I'm an image designer. I've rebranded myself. So I do it all the above. I have my company that we developed, Prodigy Source One Entertainment. We're doing our thing. Major shout out to my entire team who's holding it down with us, who's going to grind, because for me, I believe in, like, keeping my team 100, keeping us solid, because we're going to make it out here. We're going to set the trend. You guys stay tuned. We're going to be ripping these runways for the next season. Mark my words. Don't doubt us, because we're going to show it up, most definitely. Now, guys, and you heard it here with your boy, Gianni, DJ Valentino for Fashion Inspiration. But before I go, I want to leave you guys with this. If you're going to wear some pumps, ladies, understand that it transforms your body language. They're going to lift you physically and emotionally. See, and this is a very important thing. Understand exactly why everything is the way it is, and it makes so much sense to wear, like, lifting you physically and emotionally is going to give you that sophistication. It's going to give you that, hey, I'm that America's Next Top Model or whatnot. Keep it in mind. Get into character. You know, and as we discussed this, we just finished our casting over the last 2 weeks, and we have to remind the ladies, get into character. Have confidence. Know that on the runway, you shouldn't be looking at me asking me if I should accept you. You should come down that runway and say, hey, you accepted me whether you like it or not. Bam, sell it. Keep it 100. Males, even male artists, same difference. Own it. But don't be so arrogant and so cocky to think that you have it all and you got it all in the right perspective, because that's not always the case. Okay? Have somebody else alongside of you. You know, I don't know who your team is. You know, some people doing their thing. Keep doing your thing. Keep pushing. Keep trending. Keep styling. Do what it is. Do what you do. But keep this in mind. Flats are not always appropriate. You cannot wear flats everywhere. Just be, I mean, you know, hey, some people would just get a little ghetto, which is okay. A little thottish. okay. I guess, but it's not always appropriate, okay? So don't try to match up some, you know, flats with every single dress, because we see that the girls think that's the little flower dresses, and they get the little flats with the, you know, sprinkles and the different rhinestones and things on the tip of the toes, and it's just not always good, not always cute, okay? You know, give yourself that confidence. Lift yourself up physically, emotionally. You know, make a statement then if you're going to do anything. Don't just half do it. Just do it all the way. You know, it hurts to look this good. You know what? It sure do. Well, guys, you know, you heard it live exclusively here on Fashion Inspiration Wednesday. And might I remind you guys again to check me out, you know, via Instagram, GianniVD1610. You can check out my Twitter at GianniVD1610. There goes my consistency. And also reach me at my email, at GianniDD1610@gmail.com. You know, if you have any upcoming projects, video, you know, album release, launch party ideas, hosting events, pretty much lookbooks, you name it, we got it. You need the branding experience, you need the placement experience, you need the campaigning experience, hit us up. We're here to cater to your needs. We have amazing talents behind us. Major shout-out to Miss Nikki Rich. Closing remarks, shout-out to Toyota for sponsoring us, TuneIn Radio, iTunes Podcast, College Underground Radio, Spreaker Radio, and ThisIs50.com. No worries. Again, check us out at the www.thenikkirichshow.com for our full episode. Now, stay fresh, Fashionista. And until next time, my name is Gianni CJ Valentino, and I'm signing out.
You got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. Everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. 'Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for. Go get your blessings. Go get it. It's your time.
It's your time. You were just listening to Fashion Inspiration with Gianni CJ, and prior to that, you heard the exclusive interview with Blunt LA, Rebecca Walters, and you got a chance to listen to Miss Savetta McDowell. Seek to Learn 36 of V Promo Media, Your Voice Radio. Man, I could go on and on. Amazing, amazing show tonight. Shout out to everybody. Thank you to our sponsors, Toyota, as well as, you know, one of my favorite persons, Body by Gwen. Thank you so much, Body by Gwen. And also, we got to thank one of our sponsors here at the Nikki Rich Show, Sensual Elegance. Yeah, Sensual Elegance Body. Thank you so much. And I want to tell everybody, too, that you can listen to the Nikki Rich Show Monday through Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time as well. We are heard on major networks, iTunes Podcast, TuneIn Radio, College Underground Radio, TheNikkiRichShow.com, as well as Freaker Radio, and This Is 50. So be sure and go to those networks and show that support. And we send it right now, well over a million listeners, a half a million listeners, and it's been a success, and I'm excited about it. But I want everybody to take out the time, follow me at Miss Nikki Rich. I'm on social media right now. We're rocking it out behind the scenes, producing here at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, as well as Nikki Rich Show LA. Nikki Rich Show LA on Twitter and Instagram. And don't forget to like our Facebook page. We currently have two Facebook pages. Right now, our first Facebook page is full, so we had to move to another one. And we are standing right now at 250 likes, and our first Facebook page is over 2,000 likes. So right now, we're gonna clean it up, and we're going to rock it out on our new Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Nikki Rich Show. So like it, and you'll stay in tune and in touch with the Nikki Rich Show. I do want to thank our production team, which is Lion's Dance Production. Thanks to Prodigy Source One, as well as SMP Photos, for rocking it out this past Saturday. Amazing live show. It was pretty amazing. We got a chance to talk with Paloma Ford, JC Jones, as well as Corey Sims and Ben Jay, and he is one half of the New Boys. So it was pretty star-studded cast, and we got a chance to interview, and it was pretty much not just interviews. It was a networking event, and I loved it, and it was such greatness that came out of that, and we already have amazing meetings already. We will be filming upcoming Body by Gwen celebrity fitness trainer this week, celebrity fitness trainer. And you've seen her work on Hollywood Exes with Nicole Murphy, Sheree Fletcher, Terry Crews' wife, and so many more. So just stay tuned. Keep a lock. It's the Nikki Rich Show. As we wind things down here tonight, I do want to thank all the new hosts. We have created and started our own hosting academy, and it's our very first hosting academy. So if you want to join our hosting academy, you can log on to thenikkirichshow.com, and you can see all the hosts that we have in our hosting academy. So thank you to all the listeners, everybody that's rocking out with the Nikki Rich Show. Much love to you guys. And we're going to end tonight, and we're going to end with Trey Songz, one of my favorites, Ooh Na Na. This is Na Na. This is for you, Gianni.
Put your hands in the air, Put your hands in the air.
Love that on that
beat. Oh, Na Na, look what you done started. Oh, Na Na, why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, Na Na, I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, Na Na, if you keep shaking that.
Oh,
Na Na Na,
put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na na na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say it.
Baby, I'm the one you like, yeah. I'ma give you what you like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'ma give it to you right, yeah. Best time of your life, yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby, when you ready, tell her where to get the check. Girl, I know you ready, ain't even got a check. You been through the worst, let me show you who the best. You know I'ma get you right, girl, them boys to the left. Like, oh, na-na, look what you done started. Oh, na-na, why you gotta act so naughty? I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, na-na, if you keep shaking that. Oh, na-na-na,
put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na,
keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na-na-na, oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na-na-na, oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it.
To celebrate, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you had good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm like, say,
oh,
oh,
na na.
Oh.
Look what you done started.
Look what you done started.
Oh, na na.
Oh, na na.
Why you gotta act so naughty? If you're loving
the night,
oh, na na na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na na na, oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na na na, oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say.
I'm feeling lucky tonight.
Everybody say.
When we leave this party, you gon' love me.
Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show.